Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Well, let's start the insanity. Giddy up.
Yes, 43-34, the final score. Green Bay Packers over the Minnesota Vikings in week one, somehow, of the NFL season. A little rapid recap, instant reaction, two schlitz to the wind. I don't know what we're calling it yet. This is Zach Rapport of the APC Pod. But every week we're going to try immediately post-game. The game just ended like 15 minutes ago as we record this, mountain time as I'm in Albuquerque. We're going to try to get some rapid reactions, even just 10, 15 minutes, and get it out to you guys for a little riding the high or the low, depending on the week action. And to do that with me this week, I'm joined by Tex Western. What's up, man?
Oh, boy, that felt good.
Yeah.
That felt really good.
Hey, you
really, really, really good.
I was led to believe in the last few weeks that Kirk Cousins was the better quarterback coming into this game.
Reports of Aaron Rodgers' demise have been greatly exaggerated. Man, that guy was on fire today.
It was,
that was fun to watch.
It was vintage, man. So yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit here. And again, we don't really have a script. It's just a raw emotion, a couple beers in. Let's just freak what we feel. But Aaron Rodgers, I mean, the commentators talked about it a little bit, that he was working on his lower body strength and his balance. And he made that comment about 2010 film a number of weeks ago that had all of us kind of trying to read the tea leaves. What did you notice?
You know, early on, it seemed like in the scripted portion of the game, it was a lot of underneath dink and dunk stuff. And then, you know, right at the end of the first half, it just opened up and he started taking some deep shots. It looked like confidence in his guys to beat the Vikings young corners. But then on those deep balls, man, he was pinpoint with his accuracy. I mean, he was dropping them on dimes and he just looked like he was more comfortable setting his feet and delivering those deep passes. And, you know, again, if it's a balance thing, great, whatever it is, it just looked more normal and more smooth in his delivery than his normal kind of floating back off his kind of back foot.
Right.
He really looked like he was driving into those passes. And I think it looked like it made a difference.
Yeah. Is it lower body exercises, yoga, meditation, granola? I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? But it looked good. I mean, it really did seem a little bit like vintage Rodgers there late in the second quarter, feeling like it was heading into halftime with 25 seconds left. And there were many years where that's just a wasted down or a wasted drive, rather. And 11 seconds, a touchdown. It felt vintage. It had me, you know, the what year is it gif. I tweeted that out at some point. It really like had me kind of seeing double. I was like, I don't know what's going on here. This is great.
Yeah, well, and the numbers bared it out too, right? I mean, 364 yards on 44 attempts. That's more than 8 yards per attempt, which is kind of that number where you go from very good to great. And you know, yeah, it was refreshing to see those deep balls coming again and connecting on those deep balls. I mean, he should have had another one to Valdez Scantling with that bad drop on that second one in the third quarter, but. Yeah, just seeing taking shots. I think with this receiving core, what you're going to see a lot of is, I mean, they're going to feed Davante Adams like crazy, and then it's going to be a matter of, you know, get enough out of guys like MVS and Alan Lazard to complement him, and this passing game will be just fine.
Yeah, and I'm glad MVS had a couple drops that seemed kind of inexcusable, but I'm glad that Rodgers continued to trust him, go to him throughout the game. Let's flip to the other team here. We mentioned Kirk Cousins earlier, but I wanted to read for you, Tex, a text that I got from Ben Foldy, who will join us on the show at some point again in the future. But he says, I'm not sure that I can remember another player I have less faith in to actually win while actually being able to do most things like quote unquote right, talking about Kirk Cousins. And this was a lot of the lead up End quote there from Ben. But this was a lot of the lead up in the last few weeks is, you know, you got the metrics guys and the numbers guys and the film guys, and they're all going at it back and forth on Twitter. And as we've said on this show, there is a lot of value. There's a lot of information to be gleaned from metrics and numbers and film and blah, blah, blah. But also, like, you just got to play the game. There's a lot of variables. And I never bought the hype on Kirk Cousins leading into this game because I've watched him play a lot. That's it.
Well, he's so dependent, it seems like, on his supporting cast to take him from, you know, decent to good, yeah, to a very good quarterback. And I think you saw that today with, you know, Adam Thielen being really his only, you know, reliable veteran receiver. Yeah, he made some plays in garbage time too, but, part of it, I mean, early on, he didn't have a whole lot of opportunities just because the Packers were holding the ball so much, but, yeah, without Stephon Diggs, I think this passing game should be a concern for the Vikings. Because when it was close, you know, through three quarters, they basically had nothing going through the air.
Yeah. Yeah. What about the Packers defense? How did you feel there? And we lost Kenny Clark. Obviously, that's a big blow. We don't know anything about that. But the Packers ultimately giving up 34 points here. Is that a superficial 34 or are you worried about that?
It feels very superficial to me. Even when they were when Minnesota was moving quickly down the field in the fourth quarter, it never felt close. It never felt like they were really back in the game. And yeah, I think the Kenny Clark injury is going to be something really important to watch this next week, because if he's out, that completely changes the whole complexion of the run game for the Packers. When he was in there, I mean, Delvin Cook was doing a little bit, but, you know, didn't really have a whole lot of success. And that was kind of what happened last year in that first game in Green Bay is that whole game, aside from the one like 75 yard run that Cook had, they bottled him up.
Yep.
And that run came with Clark off the field. So if he's out there, I think this is a very different second half. I think, you know, you probably see at least, you know, one fewer touchdown for Minnesota if Clark is playing for most of that game. So we'll be wanting to keep an eye on that moving forward. But there were some big plays from other guys. I mean, Jair had a big game, especially early on in the first three quarters.
Yep.
Gave up a little bit late. But with that great pick to set up that second touchdown, and then obviously the sack for the safety, he looked great early on. And got enough early from some big contributors to help you know, make sure that the Packers had a comfortable lead coming down the stretch.
Yeah. What about Savage? He seemed to have kind of a rough game, including a bit of a blown coverage there to give up a touchdown late in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's tough to, you know, we'll see what happens with him. I'm not worried about it. It's, you know, it's his first game of his second season. So, but yeah, he definitely had a rough game. Hopefully look for some improvement from him moving forward though.
Yeah. Back to the offensive side of the ball. What did you see from, we had AJ Dillon got his first carry. DeGuara was in on the action, I think more than some people expected. What did you think of the rookies there?
Yeah. Dillon got a couple of carries and ran hard on both of them. That first one he had, I think he dragged a couple tacklers, a couple yards with him. So seeing that leg drive that you were hoping to see.
It was very apparent. Yeah.
Yeah, DeGuara's big thing for me, even though he had a catch for about 12 yards, was his cut block on an end around to Alan Lazard in the second quarter. He took out two guys with one cut block and sprung Lazard for about a 20-yard gain. So you saw him lined up kind of all over the place. I'll be interested to see what happens with the snap counts when we get the final totals tomorrow morning. But seemed like he was on there for maybe 15 to 20 snaps or so and looked good. And then let's give John Runyon a shout-out for stepping in. And on the offensive line as well at right guard when Lane Taylor went down in the second half. You know, props to Runyon for stepping in and the offense still clicking the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's always a good thing. The cliche is that, like, you know, the linemen are doing a good job when you don't hear their name. And you did kind of forget after a couple minutes that Runyon was in there, which was great because, of course, Lane Taylor going down with I actually didn't see the report, but it looked like his knee got hurt. It looked like his neck got hurt.
Yeah. The initially we were thinking maybe shoulder, but then the report came out from the team that it was a knee issue and sounded like he was in a lot of pain on the field. So, you know, rooting for the guy, hope he can come back and make a full recovery. If not, you know, we'll see. We might end up seeing Lucas Patrick, or, you know, maybe even Runyon a little more the next couple weeks.
Yeah, you feel for him. Came into camp and people were like, oh, is he a cut candidate? Can they offload him? And plays well, takes a pay cut, and then this happens. You really just hate to see it. But that is, you know, injuries means football is back, I guess. I guess. Well, any other closing thoughts here? Want to keep it short? And yeah, then we can just watch the rest of the football here today.
Yeah, the other thing that was crazy to me was seeing Rodgers get his hard count working against Minnesota in the dome.
Yes.
On the road. He got at least two, I think he got, two first downs plus a free play to MVS out of the hard count, I think. And there was one play in particular where, you know, he got the team up to the line on like a 3rd and 4.5 with about 25 seconds left on the play clock. And you could just tell that, all right, the hard count is coming. And the fact that it still got the Vikings to jump off sides anyway, it just cracked me up. It was fun to see that. And that was one of those things that, yeah, it was like, okay, Rodgers has drawn opposing teams off sides. Yeah, football's back.
Football is back indeed. The Packers are 1-0, baby. 43-34 is the final score in Minnesota. Tex, thank you for joining me really quickly here after the game. That's it for our rapid reaction today. Again, two schlitz to the wind, I guess, is the name that I have right now, but we'll see if that sticks. We are going to be back here late Tuesday, early Wednesday morning for you guys with the normal APC podcast. And until then, enjoy the high, enjoy the rest of the football here, and we will talk to you guys real soon.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.